This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
Well, lots happening as far as the Suffolk County Legislature is concerned, including getting those red light cameras out of play. And certainly a lot of people said the cameras only provide one thing, and that is... Yeah, lots of money, $31 million to be exact in revenue. And Rob Trotter, right in the middle of it, we welcome him, the fine legislator out of District 13. Mr. Trotter, how are you, sir?
Good, how are you doing?
Okay, so did it take a lot to convince someone as far as these cameras were concerned? I know they bring in about $30 million or so.
About $32 million, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, listen, you and I have spoken about this all along. It's an obvious, as many have called it, you have called it, a money grab.
Of course, and
it needs to be perfected if you're going to have it, right?
Yeah, you know, if there's a location where accidents are realistically reduced, and there are some, you know, am I against them? Ultimately, yes, because even in those locations, 95% are right on reds. So if you're pulling up and you just don't stop, you know, it's the equivalent of getting in your car. People are listening in your car right now. Look at your speedometer. If you're doing 56 miles an hour, you're breaking the law. It's like having a ticket printed out of your dashboard. Up, $80.
It's true. You know, those right on reds have drove me crazy. And I've given you the locations. Two, I've always gotten caught on. Now, I make a stop and then I make the turn. One is on Route 110 as I'm heading to the expressway heading east. And the other one is on Vets Highway as I make the right onto the expressway heading east. For the life of me, I can't understand it. And I'm looking around, by the way, in that Vets Highway camera. I don't see it. So I don't know what's going on. But all in all, I'm getting caught. And there's no reason for it. It's stuff like this that drives people nuts.
There's one in Comac where it's at the Meat Farm Shopping Center. It's making a right-hand turn into a shopping center. Where it's a T-intersection, so it's only a road, which is very, you know, it's a residential road coming into Comac Road. You know, it's one of the most revenue-producing intersections there are. And who's calling me and complaining? A bunch of senior citizens who are shopping. They're looking. No one's coming. There's no problem at all in safety. Boom, $80. And an interesting thing happened the other day. It used to be $50. And they keep saying, oh, it's about safety, it's about safety. And it raises all this extra revenue that goes into the police fund. Well, if it's about safety, why did you put a $30 surcharge on it? And the head of traffic violations sat there, and his silence was deafening.
Yeah.
He had no answer, because clearly it is all about money. And, you know, you're going to see a bombshell in the next 2 weeks about this this program. I mean, I'm just working out the details now and getting the information and analyzing the data, but you are going to see it, I think, something that is going to, you know, to shock the residents of this county.
Well, listen, if it's going to shock the residents, how about the folks that already have the tickets to just rip them up? Because obviously there are such flaws in this system. I'm going to give you another example. I was on my way to the studio this morning, and I had to make a decision because I'm going at a good pace on 83 heading north, and the light changes, and I'm saying to myself, and I know there's a camera over there, and I know that if I hit the brakes, there's a chance, because it was drizzling and everything else, there's a chance that there might be something brewing here as far as me getting a rear-end collision here of some sort.
Yeah, I mean, think about this.
And I decided to hit the brakes, and the guy behind me hit the brakes. But you see, this is the problem. And that's why when I get a guy on from AAA, one of the experts, who agree with me, saying, listen, rear-end collisions are up. I mean, that's the bottom line.
You could 55%.
You could talk safety and all this other nonsense, but rear-end collisions are on the rise. And that's scary. Because let me tell you something. If you have one of those cars where the engine and everything is towards the back, guess what? You're in danger of causing a fire as well.
Listen to this. There was a 37 less accidents at these locations, okay? In the scheme of the thousands of accidents, 30 is like 3% or 2.6% reduction, whatever it was. I don't have the numbers in front of me.
Yeah.
Now, let me give you an example. My daughter is going through an intersection. She sees the light turn yellow. She slams on the brakes and stops. Boom, she gets rear-ended. Guess what? There was no red light camera there. It changed her behavior. It caused an accident. Now, if that happened to my daughter, do you think it happened 50 times in a year around Suffolk County? Of course it did. So I can make a very strong argument. The accidents actually increased. At 22 locations, they're big on these right-angle accidents, right-angle accidents.
Yeah.
At 22 locations around the county, right-angle accidents increased over 100%. There's a flaw. There was a study done in Raleigh, North Carolina. Fatalities actually increased. I mean, in other locations, they decreased, but substantially. So what I'm saying is these cameras, you know, while they may in some locations, it's clearly about money, help in accidents, not in Suffolk County. It's actually making it more dangerous, in my opinion, to drive because they're just throwing them up wherever. You know, wherever they can create revenue. They put a camera up where there were zero accidents in the year before, but it would create a lot of revenue.
Yeah.
It's very disheartening. You know, this is all about Steve Ballone standing up and saying, I didn't raise your general fund tax, but I did give you red light cameras and a mortgage fee and an alarm fee and every other fee you could possibly think of.
Yeah, no question. We're talking with Rob Trotta. He is the legislator of the 13th District talking about the red light cameras. And by the way, the other thing I wanted to say was, you know, the shortening the timing of these yellow lights is apparent out there. I've been nabbed a few times because of that, and I've said this from day one. Make it uniform. Don't have a light go from yellow to red in like 2.5 seconds, and then at another place it goes for about 5 seconds, literally.
Well, it has to do with, you know, the speed of the vehicles. But more importantly, this is really my concern. If a guy's waiting to get through, let's even go make a left on red. You know, you're on that arrow or you're making that left and you just go through the yellow and it turns red and you go. There's a 2-second clearance at every red light. So I've seen people's tickets where it was 0.3 of a second, a third of a second, they went through the light. That means for 1.7 seconds, that car wasn't getting a green light.
Yeah.
So is that a safety issue? Absolutely not. So if there's a guy running through a light and it's a dangerous situation, there's a camera, God bless them, they should write him a ticket for $500. But the reality is that rarely happens. And the real reality is that's something a guy texting, that's something a guy not paying attention, that's going to happen whether the camera is there or not. They came in and showed us, so look at these horrible accidents. And they're showing us these guys running lights and, you know, accidents. This is, you know, population of 1.3 million people. Of course there's going to be accidents. And I just stood up and said, this is glaring evidence that the red light camera system doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
There's cameras there and the cars are running through.
Right.
So when you're texting and you're on the phone and you're doing something stupid and not paying attention, which is going to happen in life, guess what? There's going to be accidents.
There's going to be accidents. So what's the next step now? So January 1st? What are we looking at?
No, what happens is it goes, and I think it's September 23rd, there's a public hearing. They're going to be voting on it.
Yeah.
You know, I can tell you right now, the Democrats aren't going to let this happen. This is a revenue stream.
Yeah.
It all comes back to, you know, contracts they can't afford to pay. I mean, we froze our salaries yesterday. The legislators froze their salaries.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know what the savings is?
You going to be okay, by the way, with that?
Yeah, I'll be able to get by. Listen, the savings is $25,000,
yeah.
Okay? I recommended that when Inmate Burke, our former chief of police, was retiring before he was arrested, that they demote him to captain. That would have saved $106,000, enough for these raises for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
Or what about if we didn't spend $1.2 million on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Wyandanch? We could have paid our raises for the next 480 years.
Mm.
Okay? It's you know, this is like a feel-good election year Democratic thing where, oh, look, we're going to freeze our salaries. We spend $163,000 every single day on police overtime. So if today we got it down to $138,000, that would have paid, by the way, the increase is about between $500 and $1,000. 1% of your salary.
Hey, by the way,
a year.
You want to save some money? I got a surefire way, Mr. Trotta. Leave that big old rock where it is, please.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Well, that's not going anywhere.
Please. You know, leave it there. You know what? We'll save hundreds of thousands.
Okay? It wasn't going anywhere anyway.
All right, listen, good stuff, my friend.
Okay.
So we look forward to September 23rd.
I think that's the date. It's a Thursday.
That's a key date. And I think a lot of people will agree this is a flawed program. Get rid of it. I'll say it right now. Get rid of it. It doesn't work. It's just a grab of money. It's a $130 million deficit. Find another way. Listen, I'm all for safety on the roads. If you're going to have it, do it right. That's what I've said all along. If you're going to have the program, do it right. Make it a uniform program.
It's about money, plain and simple.
Always a pleasure.